Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. Go to our website, badmovienightpodcast.com, to watch our show and to listen to other episodes of our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.
Four, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another very exciting episode of the Bad Movie Night Podcast. Tonight, we're talking about a little desert wasteland futuristic movie called Sumeru.
Sumeru.
Alexandra Kemp, Michael Shanks, and Simona Levin in Sax Rohmer's Sumeru.
I have as much right to this male as you.
Excuse me?
Quiet!
So you call that a Subaru?
Sumeru? Did they say? They said her name. It was Sumeru, right?
Sumeru.
Queen
Sumeru.
Of Antares.
Sumeru.
I was going with Sumeru.
You were going with Sumeru? I was just curious if that was like a different language.
You know Sumeru.
It means something
Did
else.
Did you find anything out on that front?
Well, the thing of it is I didn't look. So.
Is that the thing of it?
That's the thing. When I Google it, it just comes up to Wikipedia, and it says Sumeru. So, no, that's it. That's as far as we got. 14 novels, though, written in the 50s.
Very, very pulpy stuff, I imagine.
In the 50s?
Did you know that this movie was directed by Daryl Rutt, who's the guy?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the history hole, but that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, of note, because he made the movie Dracula 3000. Which we covered on this show.
What?
Yeah, with Coolio.
There's so many similarities.
Which had me thinking, you know what this movie was missing?
Coolio.
Fucking Coolio, right? That would have been awesome. And Dracula.
Yeah,
replace him
with the co-pilot guy?
Wow. Oh, my God.
That would be pretty sweet.
That co-pilot guy. Holy shit. Anyways, that's Sumeru. That's what we're talking about here tonight. But tonight I got Aaron.
What's up?
Todd.
What's up?
Scott?
Hello.
And Rebecca, who's walked away.
Hey there.
Hi.
I hate my life.
I'm Rebecca.
Wow. All right. Moving on. Todd, what is...
Would you like to play a game? I said, would you like to play a game?
Is Rebecca like Jigsaw from the Saw movies or something now? I don't know how to do a Jigsaw impression. That was terrible. Did you guys ever see the Saw movie?
What was that?
I don't know. And Rebecca.
You're like Stallone.
How's it going?
Hey, not too bad. How about you?
Good. I did see a picture of Stallone recently. He no longer dyes his hair black.
Good.
And it was all gray. He like turned into Santa Claus overnight. It was pretty crazy.
Is he still all puffed up from the roids?
I mean, I don't know. If you roid rage for that many years, what do you think it does to your body once you stop roiding?
I think it inflates your
face.
Goes
away.
You think it just melts? Anyways, Todd, what is Sumeru about?
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Our spaceship crash lands on a desert planet.
Oh no, we're gonna crash.
It's a desert.
Pull up!
It's completely run by women and a snake lord lady.
I am
the snake,
snake lord.
I'm a woman. Lady.
Our ship captain tries to find a way off the planet.
Does anybody know how to get off this planet? It's just a little broken.
But instead, he reveals a deeper secret.
I've got deep secrets.
And I don't know what Sumeru has to do with this.
That was her
That's
name.
That's the queen.
She's the queen of Antares.
Rated R for no reason at all.
that's all I got. That's pretty much it.
I think it was... I don't even know if this movie is rated, honestly.
It's rated TV 14.
Ah, that makes way more sense. Okay. Well, 2003 is the year I graduated from high school.
Hey, me too.
where I shat out onto the earth as an adult and forged my own way. I don't know where I'm going with this. Aaron, can we dive into your little Sumeru and get a little context for the year and the movie it was released? I switched those around, but you know what I'm saying.
All right. what are we even
the year and the movie.
Okay, class, settle down. It's time once again for Aaron's History Hole. Afterwards, Chris is going to read his report on the time he swam from New Zealand to Australia. I need a new job.
All right, 2003, the year Chris shat out into adulthood, apparently.
Right. High school shat him out in the...
Hi, I'm William Shatner. All right, so 2003, haven't covered before. It's the first time.
What?
Oh.
Yes.
Say
yes.
What? It's a history-making moment.
Yeah, so this was released on April 30th of 2003. Some other movies released that month were the most boring, stupidest movie ever, Phone Booth.
Don't hang up Colin, the phone.
Colin Farrell or whatever. It's freaking terrible.
If you hang up the phone, they'll blow everything up.
Yep. They couldn't make that movie anymore because I couldn't find a phone booth if I wanted to. Phone
booth? Like, what's a phone booth?
A phone booth directed by Daryl Rutt.
Daryl Rutt in the phone booth. That's it, I'm coming out of the booth. All right. Anger Management.
Oh, yeah, that's that Robert De Niro.
Yeah, and yeah. Bulletproof Monk.
Okay.
Ian's favorite thing in the world, holes.
Shia LaBeouf.
Got him. Shia.
I believe it's pronounced Shia LaBeouf.
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 LaBeouf. LaBeouf. LaBeouf. LaBeouf. LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. There's one thing I know about Chris's holes. They're not Shia.
Oh. Letting it all hang out.
I don't get it either.
Yeah. What?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So also that month was a really fun movie that's even creepier than the real life John Cusack, Identity.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun movie.
In the hotel, motel.
Yeah. Motel. Yeah.
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. Yeah.
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 Yep. So 2003, we haven't covered before, so we're going to go through a couple things here. Highest grossing films of that year were The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Finding Nemo.
Aww.
Yeah. The Matrix Reloaded.
Ugh. Okay. Is that the third one?
That's the second one, I think.
That's the second one, I believe. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the last one's... I guess they're making a new one, too, apparently. Yeah, so, we have Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Is that the first one?
Couldn't tell you.
No. Second or third, maybe? One.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost track after the first three.
I don't know how many of those there are.
Five?
Too many.
I think I've seen the
first
one.
They're making another one, I think.
With Johnny Depp?
No.
Oh.
He needs the money. Bruce Almighty, The Last Samurai. Not to be confused with The Last Sumeru.
Yes. Subaru.
The Last Impreza.
Last Impreza. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
That was 2003?
That was
2003.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a fun-ass movie.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
To answer your question, The Matrix Revolutions also came out that year.
Oh, they both did?
They're like back-to-back, remember?
Damn.
Like a couple months apart, 6 months apart or something. Yep, X2 and Bad Boys 2, which I think there's a new one of those coming out.
Was good. Yeah.
Were there any like original movies that year?
They stopped doing that in the
2000s. There's no original movies.
How
dare you, Rebecca?
All the stories
Subaru
have
came
been
out,
told.
Man. Subaru.
Your best film awards of that year went to Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Surprise. Also Lost in Translation. Best director went to Peter Jackson for Lord of the Rings.
What say you?
What? Lost in Translation? Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. It's a good movie, actually.
And Bill Murray.
Best director also went to Peter Weir for Master and Commander, which is a fun movie with
Russell Crowe.
Yep. My dad read all those books.
That guy, holy shit. He used to be like super sexy man, and then he became like super gross over like the course of like 20 years.
Russell Crowe.
I'm right here. Would you
that
stop talking about
it? That tends to happen over 20 years. It's not like it would happen over 6 months or something.
Yeah, it happened to you quicker than 20 years, Chris.
That's what I'm saying. Fucking age, man. Sorry, I'm a little testy and worried because my birthday's coming up. All right, so it's stressing me out.
He's worried about his testes on his birthday.
I don't want to be Russell Crowe. I don't want to be Russell Crowe up in here. I want to stay youthful. I want to stay Keanu, not Russell Crowe.
It's too late for that, man.
No. Oh, no.
Sorry.
You've already crowed.
I've already crowed.
Oh, shit. Caw-caw, caw-caw. All right, best actors were Sean Penn for Mystic River. He threatened to beat up somebody to get that award, I'm sure. Bill Murray went for Lost in Translation. And Johnny Depp for Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Best actress went to Charlize Theron for Monster. I never saw that, but I heard she took quite the transformation for that role.
She's a great actress.
Yeah, she is.
She crowed also, as well.
She crowed as well. And Scarlett Johansson for Lost in Translation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think anything was lost in that translation, guys.
You guys are so fucking creepy.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
It's even creepier because I think she was like 17 in that movie.
So. No.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, so some movies that came up while I was doing some research here that we need to check out were Deep Freeze from 2002. An Arctic drilling station is under attack by a mysterious killer. Will anyone survive?
Nope.
One
person. Okay,
we have...
Thaw out.
Oh, no. So we have the... Go ahead.
We got a recommendation for that movie this week, by the way.
Deep Freeze?
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime, so we might have to watch that.
Okay, sounds good. We have The Hive from 2008. The Hive. When ants displaying never-before-seen behavior seize an island, what? The controversial Thorax team is called to stop the massive threat. Only discover that the ants are controlled by something beyond this world.
I just received a recommendation for that one today, too. We're going to have to put that on the list.
Dude, what's that called? The Hive?
The Hive from 2008. Now, just wait. We also have The Hive from 2014. A young man suffering from amnesia must dig deep into the far reaches of his mind to remember who he is and save the love of his life before a virus that has infected him takes over.
Man, sounds lamer than the cool ant one.
I like the ants taking over the island.
With a Thorax team?
Well, what other
Wait,
team would
this
you
call
Hive
movie,
Aaron?
I've seen this. I've seen this Hive movie from 2014.
Okay. We also have Threshold from 2003. A space shuttle crew return to Earth, bringing alien seeds with them. These begin to grow into alien life forms, needing hosts to complete their evolution. It's an alien ripoff about space moths.
What was that called?
Threshold from 2003.
Threshold.
Yeah.
Threshold. Okay.
Threshold. So, our cast and crew for this film, our director was Daryl Root, as Chris had said.
I'm just finding door frames.
Oh, God.
Okay, if I look up Threshold movie, it comes up. All right, continue.
Are you serious?
Well, I looked up Threshold.
Continue.
Good Lord. All right, So he has 48 director's credits. He's best known for Yesterday, not Yesterday, but for the movie Yesterday, Dangerous Ground, Zimbabwe, and Dracula 3000. The most recent credits are for The Furnace in 2019 and Lake Placid Legacy. He also has another film in post-production, I believe.
The Furnace is like a running movie. We looked it up.
Yeah, drama running little, thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not really into that. Like how much?
Yeah.
Like what kind? I guess there's a lot of, there could be some chase scenes.
Maybe it's like Speed, but with running instead of a bus.
No.
If your feet go below
5 miles an hour. Wait, we could make a fat man parody of that, though. That'd be funny.
That's a great idea, Spiv.
We'll have one of us out there running.
That's not a great idea. Running. We would just die.
One of you might have to run.
If it's Speed, then Speed 2 cruise controls, then Speed 3 what?
Speed 3 fleet footed.
There you go.
Fleet of foot. I like it.
Okay, and Keanu Athlete's Reeves foot. And Sandra Bullock are back. And Sandra Bullock has to keep running while Keanu Reeves like rides a skateboard next to her or something.
No. They join a marathon. And as they're running the marathon, they each become each other's running partner, but they're strangers before they get there.
So this is the tortoise and the hare, but retold with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
And then they find out halfway through that he's got bomb shoes on and she has to help him make it to the finish.
Okay, but I want Dennis Hopper to be the bad guy and they just recycle his scenes from Speed, original Speed.
Interactive TV, Jack. It's the wave of the future.
That's perfect. Let's do it.
All right, cool. So our writers for this were Harry Allen Towers, Peter Jobin, and Torsten Dewey. And the characters were written by Sax Rohmer, an author. I didn't really
want
to get into
their details.
Are any
of those names real?
Yes, apparently.
Is it real?
Yeah. We have Alexandra Kamp as Sumeru. She has 42 acting credits, mostly for German TV shows. Best known for Dracula 3000, Deep Freeze, and Half Past Dead.
Okay.
We have Michael Shanks as Adam Wade, one of our main characters. He has 64 acting credits, mostly for TV shows, best known for Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis, and Stargate Continuum. And finally, we have Simona Williams as Toxan. She has 19 acting credits, best known for Drive Angry, Trespass, Den of Lions, and Leatherface. So this was an adventure, fantasy, sci-fi film. So some other films like that from 2003 were The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Terrible movie.
Yeah.
That's... Okay. Slap that movie. Looney Tunes, Back in Action.
It's a Sean Connery.
Not to be confused. Yeah.
Not the Looney Tunes one.
Yeah. Atlantis, Milo's Return, A Wrinkle in Time, Kiana, The Prophecy, Godzilla, Tokyo, SOS... Sky Blue and Samurai Resurrection. Kind of a cool title. So that's it. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Sumeru Resurrection.
Whoa! Patreon. Whoa! Join the Patreon. $2 a month and you get some stuff.
Hey everyone, go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow and sign up for $2 a month. You get access to the weekly pre-show as well as other bonus podcasts and videos. patreon.com/badmovienightshow. All right, Spiv, what did you think of Sumeru?
I thought that the budget was very, very low, but they did a good job with it. I was entertained, and yeah, it was a fun action-adventure fantasy space thing.
Fun action adventure fantasy. Okay, Rebecca, what'd you think?
It was all right. It definitely was a little on the nostalgic side. Took me back to 2003 with the hair and the costuming. even though it was supposed to be like futuristic, it was fun to watch in that way. The acting wasn't great. It was a lot of desert. But it was all right.
Todd?
I thought it was a pretty good bad movie. It was, like Spiv said, definitely low budget. But yeah, it's, I don't know, I was entertained the whole time. The story was maybe a bit lacking, but I had fun. It would, like, I certainly didn't feel like falling asleep or anything.
Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of echo what everybody else said. I was surprised by this one. My expectations were really low. It's not a great movie, but at the same time, it's not what I expected it to be. It's fairly predictable. But yeah, with what Rebecca said, it's very much a nostalgia trip type of feel to the movie. There's a lot of references that make it feel like early 2000s, even though this supposedly takes place in like the 3000s. But yeah, I didn't have any expectations, so it surprised me a little bit.
This reminded me of like a TV pilot for the Sci-Fi Channel or something.
Yep.
Like, definitely.
Like your Stargate SG-1s or like Andromeda starring one Kevin Sorbo or something like that. And with like the acting ability and the budget and the effects of those kind of shows. But what, Todd, I have to disagree with you on, like, to me, the story was pretty interesting.
You think that was the best part?
I think it could have been if maybe executed a bit better with a better budget and stuff to like really flesh out some of the aspects.
Yeah, I agree, Chris. Yeah. I think if they remade this movie with a bigger budget, it would be successful.
Because like
maybe I don't know. Maybe I stated it poorly. It's not. It's not that the story was bad for me. It was that I feel like there was more there, and they just kept hitting the same beats for lack of budget, like you said.
Yeah, I agree. I also thought that this was oddly lighthearted in a way, kind of like your Star Crash, but was weird because everybody was scantily clad the whole time.
What's the desert? You don't want to get too hot.
So, no. I thought you were a scientist of some. In the desert, you want to be covered.
He works at an ice cream factory. What the hell does he know about deserts?
You don't know anything about the desert, yeah. Smith.
If you get hot, you just go to the warehouse.
Was that a dessert reference? Because that was a good joke. <if so. laughs>
But, yeah, I did really think that was weird, though, right? Like, I don't know. It starts with two
the
guys.
Scantily cladness?
Well, yeah. I thought that, too, especially, like, so it's a society run by women. There's no way that's what they're
right.
wearing.
That's what, okay, exactly. I wrote
what?
That down.
They're so, liberated, empowered women. They can wear
so
whatever they
want
to
wear. So this is the
thing. Yeah, they're going to wear sweatpants.
Stop objectifying them.
Exactly. That's what, if I'm in a society.
The queen is not going to wear sweatpants.
If you are in a society and you have taken out all other gender or whatever, and it's gender neutral, and there is apparently no sexual desire in these people, although everybody fucking seems like they have sexual desire. Anyways.
Well, but that's because they're dressed like
that. It's like, yeah, why would you dress like that? You would dress comfortably. I would be wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt and some slippers the whole time.
Would you? That's what you'd wear to be comfy?
In the desert?
What do you mean? What are you supposed to wear?
I don't know. I mean,
okay, I guess I'll wear short skirts, thongs, and bustiers. Like,
no, I probably wouldn't wear that either, but like
metal
armor
all the time.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't wear that either,
that
but like I put lounge pants on.
Yeah.
I put lounge pants on. It's not like I want to put lounge pants on. They're just there. Like, what would you wear if you were comfortable?
I mean,
they weren't comfortable though. It was their job. They were the bodyguards and a queen and a high priestess.
You
can't just wear sweatpants. Some of us like to look.
But when
nice.
I'm hardworking, that's not what I'm wearing.
It's the power suit.
If I show up to work like that, there's going to be problems.
Yes.
That'd be an interesting experiment, though. Would anyone say anything?
I think people
yes.
yes, they would. Easy answer.
So, like, the movie opens with these two guys, and the one guy, I mean, both of these guys are pretty, they have the worst fucking facial hair I've ever seen.
I was oh good. I made note of that.
Right.
It was
this
the
is
90s.
Like 2003 facial hair to the max.
Okay, and, some of us had goatees in the early 2000s.
The one guy looks like, the pilot guy looks like he'd be hosting like a porno show or something, like just some dirty ass, like fucking grindy, like gross kind of thing. And so that's why I was like, oh, this is going to be a little, you know what I mean? A little exploitative, because this guy is disgusting and he's creeping me out. And then all the women are half scantily clad and you're like, okay. And then the first thing she says is, I'm going to go shower now. And I was like, okay, this is the movie. But then you see nothing, and everything's tasteful.
I was surprised by that.
It's weird.
It is still weird that they were like, hey, yeah, you can go meet the queen after she showers. That's a terrible time to meet the queen. There's like so many more hours in the day that you can meet the queen.
They didn't even wait until after she showered. They
nope,
took
he
him
walked
in
and
she was showering.
Yep.
Well, okay, yes, but they also, remember, they look at men as like subhuman.
Yeah, they dehumanize
so
them, yes.
They dehumanize them. They treat them more like animals, right? So maybe in that sense, it wasn't a big deal.
Well, I mean, I get it. Like, she showers. She has people playing gongs and looking at her while she showers. That's like a normal thing. That's probably what I would do if I was king or whatever. I'd make everybody watch everything. Like, I have to, like, bend over to pick something up, that angle, you know what I mean? Where I'm bending over to pick something up. I'd be like, yeah, feast on this, you fuckers. I'd just make them. I would just command them to watch everything.
The king has been assassinated. He picked up his pen yet again off the floor and made everybody watch.
I did think the there was a creative style to the way this was made, in which they would zoom in real quick on things.
Oh, I know. It was so annoying.
It was so cheesy. It wasn't like an Italian 70s kind of zoom. It was like a quicker zoom with like weird comical sound effects a lot of times.
And they had those wipes with the sounds. Whoosh! As it would wipe this like the camera across. Like, what? Why? It doesn't need a sound effect. It's a camera transition.
I think it helped the lighthearted nature.
This
of
is
it.
Like somebody that figures out how to use PowerPoint. They're like, all right, I'm going to make you suffer through this for the next hour. Whoosh! And then it's got like ASCII people in clip art. And you're like, oh, God, no.
And his buddy runs down the hall and says, look, I got this sweet CGI snake.
Well, do you think that was like a flashback to like Flash Gordon-esque stuff? Do you know what I mean? Like of that time? Like it was supposed to be influenced by that?
Well, yeah. I mean, the books were from the 50s.
Yeah. And so, like, that's why I kind of got, like, that Star Crash vibe where it's, like, the girls are dressed scantily, but it's all kind of, like, PG in its adventureness.
Yeah. Yeah, so it wasn't, like, they were scantily clad, but it wasn't, like, revealingly scantily.
Mm. No, sometimes.
There weren't, like, breasts hanging out or...
Yeah, no, it wasn't like some of the other ones we've seen.
Yeah.
No. I think they wanted to kill all the men because of their horrible facial hair. That's a fan theory. I don't know.
Man, I was thinking of growing my goatee back.
Dude, you cannot just have just a goatee. That is the worst fucking thing I've ever seen.
No, no, that's
no,
the second
that,
worst.
No, like, tracing no, out of his jawline.
That's the worst. Then you have mustaches, and then the soul patch. Those are the three worst.
I mean, if you just have a mustache.
You can have a cool mustache, though.
No.
No.
Like a big bushy one.
No.
You can't do like the little
like a Riker? Are you talking about like a Riker?
Maybe
mustache?
Sam Elliott's
mustache would like to argue with your mustache theory.
Okay, he's Sam Elliott, though. Have you seen him without it? He looks weird.
Sam Elliott looks fine. Sam Elliott,
I mean, if I'm honest, Sam Elliott's mustache doesn't give a fuck what you think. That's what I think.
Exactly. Yeah. But Sam Elliott got a personality look like a pedophile. Like a lot of people with just a mustache look like a pedophile, unfortunately. That's just, it's just a gross look for most people. Spiv, you should do it. We should.
he can't grow facial hair. He's a vampire.
Now, Spiff can grow facial hair. He grows like a beard in like a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at his 5 o'clock shadow.
He's got
now.
9
like
a.m. shadow.
I shaved this morning.
Yeah. Look at that. Holy shit. He shaved this morning. So, yeah, the movie does open pretty cool, though. You got those two guys are flying in a spaceship. It looked fun. They crash on the planet in a really cool miniatures and shit. I was like, this is on fire. It was awesome.
The thing that got me at the beginning was the camera work, though, because it was so shaky.
Sure.
And it was all so framed close on their faces. It was kind of making me sick.
That's because there was no set. it was a couple chairs.
Very,
yeah, and they're like, we gotta make it work. And they made, god damn it, they made it work. I'll tell you what,
they made it work.
I wrote down, oh boy, this isn't going to be good.
Really?
The little miniature scene.
Oh, I thought that was
cool.
Yeah,
I wasn't a fan of that crash scene either.
Really, man. What about the snake? Do you guys like the snake?
Oh boy,
was that Unreal Engine?
You think it was?
I think
a real
it was
snake?
A real. I think it was a real snake.
I think they ripped it off from some sci-fi original from the late '90s.
Yeah,
it was pretty
bad. Snake was cool in theory.
I thought so. It brought me back to like the '70s stop motion stuff, like Jason and the Argonauts and those kinds of things.
How much cooler would it have been if it was
stop motion? Would have been
that
so
would have been
better.
Awesome, but at least maybe have that feeling. You know what I mean? It was poorly animated, and it was just the same sort of feeling to it. But yeah, you're right. If it was true stop motion, that would have been amazing.
But that was like a cool aspect to the storyline where they have this massive snake. And I was like,
The mother snake.
So that was very early on in the movie. And I was hoping for more of that, like, I guess because technically those would be aliens, right? So maybe we get more of this kind of stuff. But that's the only fantastical thing in the movie, right?
Yeah.
We find out later that it's just a human colony that's developed away from human society.
Yeah. So, okay. This is apparently a colony that was started 900 years ago. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, were they started 900 or did they abandon the town 900?
That's kind of where I'm confused,
up in the air,
right?
Yeah.
They came, the seeds of the civilization came from initial Earth. they started that civilization. Something happened where they like blew up their entire civilization, and then that's when things evolved as they did into like a woman-only society or a woman-dominated society. The whole Mother Snake thing, though, the Mother Snake thing is just what's causing the earthquakes on the planet, right?
It's what they attribute it to.
Right, but it's not what it is.
Yeah, no, because the core is unstable, Todd. The core. The planet's think of the core.
Oh, the planet's... Yeah, sorry. The planet's dying. That's right. That's what's causing the earthquakes. Right.
But okay. The people... The snake religion gets power because the people believe that it's the snake moving around.
Wow, I mean, that's a big fucking snake there, Spiv. That's a big fucking snake.
I could believe it, too.
Yeah, it does make sense that that thing would cause some...
It's solid science.
Rumblings. Yeah.
So, 900 years have passed... And these people, these men come from Earth or some other planet, and yet everybody talks the same. So how's that work? Because I feel like a society, when they have their own language and stuff?
Yeah, you think they would
or at least some sort of like...
Dialect and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it would probably
the queen had an accent, but I think that was just the actress playing her.
Are you talking about the evil queen or Sumeru?
Sumeru.
Sumeru sounded like she was French or something to me.
Yeah, I had German. guessed Ukrainian, but it's German.
German, okay. She was kind of a low talker, though, as well. Which is not something you'd want in a queen, because you'd want somebody who commands authority, right?
I think she was trying to hide her accent, too.
Well, but then she was elected queen.
So. Yeah, I didn't understand that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a democracy there.
Supposedly, it seemed like it seemed like she was elected queen by some... At least some committee, but it seemed like the leader of the snake people was
Taxon
was not elected. It seems like she was chosen by the snake or whatever for her.
She's the human form of the snake goddess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
obviously,
as you do.
They also said at one point that she was like being groomed to be queen. Which I thought was weird, or not weird. I thought it might be a hint at if she were both the incarnation of the snake goddess or whatever, but also being groomed to be queen, that like both things would come together then, and that would be extremely bad. I didn't know if that's what they were going for, or if that was just to set up the fact that the queen and her weren't supposed to like each other.
Does she need a bad guy?
Yeah, they need some animosity between the two leaders. I know the costumes were kind of scantily clad all around, but there was a good variety. The priest ladies had their own set of costumes, and the queen's bodyguards had a costume. And I thought it was very, you know, for a budget this low, it was surprising.
Well, it was
somebody
nice
put
some like,
effort into it.
Yeah, it was nice to have like consistent outfits too. Like the guards all looked the same.
Yeah.
And like the priest people, so you knew what they were.
Even all the men working in the mine looked coordinated.
Dude. Yeah, so like...
How are they still so fat?
That's what I was going to say.
It's all muscle, Rebecca.
No, that was a lot of fat.
That's a lot of gut muscle.
It's future fat.
What are they eating? They never showed anyone eating anything, and it's just a desert. So I didn't know about that. I guess
gas and coal that they're mining.
They're mining gas and coal.
They eat the men, Chris.
Maybe they eat rocks. You never know. They live in wicker houses.
Good old rock farmer.
I like that. It looked like a wicker basket that they flipped upside down. They're like, let's just live here.
Yeah, but then they had that like 6.9 earthquake and the sticks stay together, no problem.
That wicker
It's flexible.
They had 900 years to perfect it. I liked how they used the same wicker house for both people's houses.
It's bouncing, super absorbent wicker houses.
I think they only had one wicker house, and they just had to reuse it over and over.
They
again.
Just redecorated
the wicker quicker picker upper. Okay, I'll stop.
That is the problem, though. Like they drop you in this, and it's supposed to be a civilization living there, but you never see like an establishing shot of their town
because there isn't one.
There isn't one. Oh, there is. They see.
There is that moment that was kind of funny when they're on their way to the town. The old colony town, and they come upon this rise, and the queen goes, "Ah, isn't it so beautiful, the planet of Antares?" And then they show it's just like a rocky canyon. It's great.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? At least they sold it. They tried. Like, there's so many people just like falling into the sand and shit all the time in this movie. It's very upsetting to me because sand is the worst.
Maybe that's why they were scantily clad, so they could get the sand out
sand
easily.
Out, yeah.
I was expecting more snake action. I was expecting snakes to be like coming out of the ground and attacking people and stuff like that.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
So the first thing Sumeru does when she meets Michael J. Rocker, what the hell is this guy?
Fox?
Michael Shanks. Michael Shanks character.
Adam Wade.
She shows him all the men who are slave labor, and then she kisses him.
It's a power move.
Yeah. I was just about to I was just about to say that's a power move.
How is that a power move?
No idea.
Try it sometime, Chris.
I don't think that I can do that. I think that's called assault.
Well, let us know how it works out.
But then Taxon does the exact same thing to him. Well, actually, sorry. Taxon licks his face, which...
Now that's a power move.
Which, well, it makes sense, though. It took me a little while to realize it, but she's the snake lady, so that's why she licked the face, right?
That's how they...
she was smelling him.
We were smelling.
I'm trying to think of, like... I don't think I've ever licked anyone's face, like, on purpose. Sometimes you're, like, licking and whatever. You're like, oh, shit, I just licked your face by accident. You know, tongue sticking out when you didn't mean it to. But never on purpose.
Hmm.
I feel like it would just
those
be
those accidental lickings.
Yeah.
It's very slimy.
Why is it slimy? Maybe yours is. Maybe you moisturize too much. Maybe your pores are too open. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You let the pores shut a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they do that a lot.
His pores are so woke.
We've seen a lot of movies where people just like lick the side of somebody's face, and I'm never okay with that.
It's like the Bushwhackers back in the old WWF. Remember them? They'd lick each other's faces.
Really?
Patreons will know.
Ugh, that's disgusting. Todd, would you ever lick a face?
I'd lick a face.
Really?
I don't know, man.
Like, what do we have to do to get you to lick a face?
Can you just go over and lick Rebecca's face?
Yeah.
I don't think that would turn out well.
I think I might have the flu right now, so I don't think that's a great idea.
It's more antibodies.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, she'll be anti his body. Stay away.
I do like that they show us all this like old equipment from 900 years ago, like a TV in the wicker yurt, and it's like pristine LCD TV that still fucking works.
It's the sacred
900
relic.
Years.
Well, they all have nuclear batteries.
He turned it on for like a second, and if you watched, it said like RGB up in the corner, like for the TV.
I saw that too. Someone hit the remote control on.
Yeah,
screen.
I was like, yeah. Do another take.
Volume up. Yeah. Closed captioning.
So that kind of stuff is stupid, right? Like, that's the cheesiness you get in this movie, where you get the really bad CGI effects, and you get like obvious things that don't make sense, like super obvious. Like, you can't say 1,000 years has passed and still have an LCD TV that sits there and works the whole time. Like, it's been sitting there for 1,000 years.
It was in the Wicker Hut.
It was in the Wicker Hut.
The magic
really
Wicker Hut between time.
The true timeline here, right? We don't know what year it's supposed to be. Obviously, if they were able to travel wherever, how far away this is, it already had to be a pretty advanced civilization, right? So to be 900 years out from that? Yeah, it just feels weird.
So now TVs come with a 1,000-year warranty in this time period.
They don't build them like they used to.
Did you see the scanner he was using, though?
I did.
Did anyone notice what that was?
The health scanner? No. Was it like a pedometer or something? It
looked like a flip phone.
I'm about 95% sure it was a computer mouse.
Was it?
Oh, it had a screen on it, though.
Maybe we're talking about two different things, though.
Okay. I thought it was like a Wilford Brimley diabetes monitor. That's what I thought it was.
That's what I thought it was, like some blood sugar or blood pressure.
Glucose monitor.
It definitely had two big numbers on it.
I'm thinking of something else then. Okay. I don't know. He holds something up to the kid at one point, scanned for a virus or something.
Yep.
And it was like, I thought I saw a logo for a computer mouse. I could be crazy.
We'll have to watch it again.
Logitech.
Yeah, it was like a Logitech bio scanner. Body scanner. Yeah.
So that brings us to the history here, right? So these guys are coming from Earth, which has had an unfortunate series of events, right, that led to a DNA war, DNA virus war.
A good old lemony schnicket, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, a lickety schnicket. That'll be Todd's name in prison after he gets arrested for licking faces.
I don't know if I like that.
So apparently they can no longer procreate on Earth because this virus renders men sterile. So these two dudes are like, well, we're just going to fly across to the nearest colony and see what's going on.
Is it the nearest or is it the last one?
I think it's the last one.
It's the last one. Yeah, they lost contact with it such and such years ago.
900 years ago, yeah.
But then don't we find out later that those two guys are the only humans left?
Yeah, I feel like this movie started out as a way dirtier premise, and it just got better from its initial. These two drunk guys in a bar like, we're the last two dudes alive, and we fly across the universe to the last civilization, and it's just all run by women, and we can fuck them all. It's absolutely what this started out as.
It's a 1950s Pulp Fiction thing.
But they're not the last two humans. They're the last men that are fertile or something like that.
Yes.
Or at least they are fertile. Maybe they're
immune to the DNA virus.
Yeah. I mean, all I'm saying is the movie ended before this point, Chris, but you know what has to happen to save humanity.
Hey, look, I'd fly halfway across the universe too, wouldn't you?
His name was Adam. His name was Adam.
And her name was Eve Aru.
Eve Aru.
Dude, she stabs him with a needle at one point to like cure his snake venom. And she just too many people in movies willy nilly with these needles. She just like slaps him with it. And it makes like a ninja chopping sound. Zooms way in. Whoopsh. Can you imagine doing that to somebody with a needle, though?
Yeah, sounds fun.
Gotta go for it.
Somebody just slapping you with a needle like that. I think it would that's terrifying thing.
Well, you're afraid of needles, though, aren't you?
I'm not afraid of them. I had big needles stuck into my stomach. That kind of turned me off.
Yeah, giant ass needles. Suck.
Yeah, and they just started slapping them in there like that.
Hold still, I'm gonna slap you.
How are these men slaves, though? They were like in like the shittiest little thing.
Well, you see when
what do you want to call it? Prison cell?
A cage thing? Well, they opened up the door to the cage, and the guys don't even leave. They're waiting for the queen to tell them it's okay.
So it's kind of like a mentality thing.
Yeah,
too?
Yeah, it's so ingrained in their society by this point.
It's almost like the oppression of females.
What?
Okay, so I guess that is an interesting point, though. So you think like they've been so dehumanized that they don't even think they have the ability to do anything more than what they do. That's an interesting element that is really not explored at all in this movie.
I think if they did explore it, the movie wouldn't be as good.
Wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah, because they knew what they had. They had their budget. They just...
Yeah.
Simple story. Let's just get it to the end.
Yeah. I mean, they go, let's go check out the quantum flux power reactor. So, yeah, you're right.
Maybe the old fission reactor can still get started.
And you just have to kick it a few times and it turns right on.
Right, right. I like how they knew how to use the 1,000-year-old technology.
No wonder it blows up civilization. They're fucking kicking fission reactors. Whoops.
How come the snake people had shotguns?
I didn't understand the weaponry in general, because we had crossbows, we had some machine guns, we had the shotguns.
Whatever they could get a hold of.
Yeah, pretty much anything. At first, I thought those crossbows were shooting like rifle rounds. This is like, you see people running with crossbows, and they're just like, it's like echoing off the cannon. And I'm like, what's going on? Then he gets hit with an arrow, and I go, okay. I guess they're crossbows after all. Yeah, it was a real weird mix of weaponry.
It was pretty consistent, though. The snake people had guns, and the queen's people had arrows.
So the women all died because of a gene-altering virus, disease, that was used as a weapon?
I think humanity is just dying off.
Yeah, there's a gene virus. They can't reproduce, right. So they'll just die of old age.
These guys probably were some of the youngest people left.
So they children amend it is what they did.
Yep.
Kind of, yeah.
So then
that's a good movie.
That's a great movie. So they find a 1,000-year-old spaceship that fucking works, because why the fuck not? And because the planet is unstable and going to blow up in 5 minutes, they get all these people onto the ship. And they're like, let's go out into space. But they didn't bring any food or anything, so I don't know what the hell they think they're going to do out in space.
Well, they were heading to a space station.
Yeah.
Where's the nearest space station? Space is big and long.
Well, they obviously have faster than light travel, so.
Wait. Explain to me how space is not just big, but long.
It's long. It's long both
in
ways.
In what direction is it long?
Vertically and horizontally.
Both
it's
ways.
Long. It's got girth, Todd.
Both ways?
It's massive girth.
In that case.
Are we still talking about space?
I don't think you can travel faster than light. That's just straight up physics, Spiv.
Well, that's what Einstein says.
He says you can or can't.
He says you can't. They would need infinite energy to travel the speed of light.
Yep.
Exactly. And I don't think they had infinite energy.
But that's depressing. Like we'll never visit other star systems.
Yep. You will not, because you'll be dead.
Well, what's the closest star?
Alpha Centauri. Yeah. We could travel.
How many light years is that?
Four light years away, right?
This is what you do. If we can travel 99% of the way to light speed, right? You download your brain into a computer, you send the computer ship to Alpha Centauri. Then when you get there, you 3D print yourself back out. Bam.
I'm sure 3D printing humans is going to be wildly successful.
Well, yeah.
Someday in the future?
Well, who's running the printer to print you out?
Oh, shit.
Who prints the printers?
Who watches the Watchmen?
I'm just saying, that's basically like what Hollow... Yeah, that's what the Star Trek hyper ventilators
do. It's funny.
In like 1,000 years, we wouldn't have the ability to be able to print basically people.
Yeah, we definitely would.
No, in 1,000 years, humans are going to be extinct because we're fucking dumb.
You might be extinct because
you'll be extinct from licking things.
Todd, you'll be extinct. Chris and I will be on a spaceship to the planet Antares.
Yeah,
I'll be sitting on a hard drive waiting to be printed out, son.
You got the first printer is the only high-res printer. Every printing you make after the first printer is less and less accurate. You're coming out.
Oh God!
You're coming out really fucked up on the other end, man. Because you're like
old tape loop.
You're like 12th generation 3D printed over there.
Why is the first print? Why?
That's the only one that can be high res, man.
No, Todd, you just came up with like the best movie idea ever.
Every time, everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. Every time a 3D, yes, it is. Every time the highest resolution a 3D printer can print is less than or equal to itself. That's why 3D printers can't print themselves. So every time a 3D printer prints another printer, it's less accurate than the first.
Well,
you're
I never
fucked.
Said it'd be printing a 3D printers? Printer. We're printing people.
No.
If you're not going to print any more printers, man, how are you going to get more people?
I don't need more people.
I need me.
There's a book series called The Bobaverse about this, basically. They send like a person's consciousness out into the void as a machine with the ability to print other machines. And it ends up like thousands of years later where he had created like all these thousands of clones of himself that have gone on to like find new societies and do all sorts of really crazy cool stuff.
Yeah, you don't give the machine the ability to print more machines. That's how you end the world.
Well, no, but they uploaded his consciousness into this machine to travel through space.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Right? I haven't read this, but I've heard of this, yes.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun story, actually, but it's the kind
Bob
of same idea.
Is what it's called?
The Bobaverse. It's a stupid name, but it's a fun... Yeah.
Is his name Bob?
All I'm saying is each generation of Chris is going to get less and less resolute because of his machine. So he's just going to be
look
like
the original copy.
No. I think like, you have a misunderstanding of what I'm talking about.
He's just going to be flopping around after 10 generations.
People on it. You have a hard drive with people on it. You have a 3D printer. The 3D printer just prints out the people on the hard drive.
Yeah.
Good luck, man. Good luck printing out one person a week for eternity.
It's 1,000 years from now. You'll be able to do anything, Todd. Literally anything. Todd. Sumeru's.
Unless we have a second Dark Ages. Seems like we might.
Yeah, what's we're headed there.
The fear of science nowadays.
What's that movie where the captain's supposed to go into sleep, but he doesn't, and then they go insane?
Pandorum.
Yeah, Pandorum. That movie was so awesome.
That movie's fun, yeah. And the people, like, evolve on the spaceship over, a thousand years or whatever. Yeah, it's
pretty cool. Oh, and then at the end, they're like, oh, shit, they've been here forever anyways. They just never got off the ship.
Yeah.
They're underwater by, like, 4 feet.
Yeah, that's a fun movie. I should watch that again.
Yeah.
So it'd All be right. like that, but with Chris instead of Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, that is the problem. If you can 3D print people, they could print copies of me. And I don't want to end up doing stuff that I didn't want to do.
They're all just worshiping the original.
Now we always there's these couple themes we always come back to.
Because I thought you were good for the deep fakes.
Yeah, you're right. I was into it. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, and then at the very end of the movie, a big snake thing comes back again because they're like, "Oh shit, we forgot about that fucking snake!" And they like throw it on there, and then they just blow it up somehow. I don't fucking know. And the movie ends.
It was the boy
gets his dog.
Oh yes, dog is returned.
Dog. Somehow there's a dog there. One single dog on this planet. This movie's fucking stupid.
And its name is Dog.
This name is Dog. I mean, if you wrote this, your name's Sax Rohmer. You're really gonna put your name on this shit? It's like contrived and like fun, but
this was not based good.
In this any guy way. He was bored in the 1800s. For, give
That's
him a little
his
slack.
Fucking fault. You know what I mean?
His name is Sax Rohmer. Come on, man.
So he's dead by the time they did this?
Oh yeah. And the book does not take place in the future.
No. Okay, that makes more sense. Because when I die, people are going to definitely be using my name for
that's,
shit.
That's why in the credits, it's basically he's credited for the characters, but not the story.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They need to use your name or they need to use C. Michael Ruffert?
I saw that they did make a movie of the book back in the 50s.
Did they?
Oh, really?
We should check
that
out.
Was. Yeah.
Was it called Sumeru?
It was.
Yeah, something Sumeru, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else with this movie?
Can I share my favorite line?
Of course.
It was from Jake, the creepy pilot. At one point, he said to Will, the only child in this movie, a planet of bootyliciousness, and you're not even old enough to appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Sometimes he was with that kid, and I was like, oh, this is heartwarming. And other times, I was like, dude, this is a little creepy.
It's a bad influence.
So, plus he looks like what he looks like. It's just, yeah. Hey,
this whole movie was just like the Super Bowl halftime show. It was too sexy.
Well, you think this movie is too sexy? Doctor said I'm too sexy. All right, let's move on. Does anybody have any alternate titles?
I just have one. These motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking spaceship.
That's good, Todd. Anybody else?
Yeah, I couldn't come up with any this time.
Rebecca?
I don't have any.
Aaron?
I crashed my Subaru on planet Outback. Subaru Loyal Death Squad. She 3000. Sex Roamers, because they're trying to get laid. Sumeru in the Outback. Mad Max Furry Chodes. Because the guys just look so stupid with the facial hair.
I feel like he's
Mad
used
Max
that
furry
one. I'm pretty sure he's used that
yeah,
one
we've
before.
Definitely used that one.
Reproduction Junction. A Voyage to Bone. Tough Actin Taxan versus DNA Viral Jockage.
Tough Actin Taxan.
Star Sex Trek. Commander Keen and Jake Foreskin. And Commander I would Keen, do anything for love. I would do anything for love, including flying across the galaxy in a tin can with Jake from State Farm.
There you go.
E.T. Bone Home.
Yes. That's pretty good. Sumapoo.
What the fuck?
Stargate so SG Dumb.
That's good.
Sex Boners Cleavage Rue. Waterless World. My Anaconda Don't Want None Unless You Got Buns, Hun. That's just a quote from the song, but it fit, I thought.
Oh man, I just thought of another one.
Go ahead.
Thirsty, thirsty, thirsty wasteland.
space blue balls. Star Taint. I don't know what that one's about. Star Crash. Star Taint. Yeah. Suzanne Summers. Booby Goo.
What?
What the fuck are you on about?
That was Suzanne Summers Booby Goo. I don't know. I got hung up on this sex rumors thing. Sumeru, and then it sounded like sax rumors. Suzanne Summers, and then it rhymes with Sumeru. I don't know. Booby Goo. That's
what my mind went. Hell is going on?
All right. Any hypothetical questions?
Would you? No, because I know you would. So let's rephrase it. How far, hypothetically speaking, how far across the galaxy would you fly if you were the last man alive and you were just looking? Yeah.
I mean, it's my duty, right?
What are you looking for?
It's my duty to save the human race.
Oh.
Like, these guys made out pretty well, because there was literally every person on that planet was beautiful. Can you imagine landing there and they're like,
that's a lot of pressure.
What if all the people were like disgust? Like, what if everyone was just like disgusting and like covered in warts and shit? And you're like, well, I guess I got to do this to save humanity. You know what I mean? This was like, no, we landed on a Swedish model planet. Like, okay, I guess we could do worse.
Wait, where are all the other men? Oh, they're already working in the mines. I guess we'll have to take care of it.
So how did they procreate? Did they have sex, or was it all like they were injected?
They did. No, they did.
Okay, because I wasn't clear on that.
Well, and she had to be present at all the births.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which seems like it would be. I guess they weren't having a lot of.
I mean, after the first few, you'd probably just get used to it. Doctors get used to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a lot for a queen. Like, she doesn't have any other duties to do. Like, every birth she has to be present for.
Didn't seem like they were doing a lot of shit on this planet, honestly.
That's true.
They had to maintain their wicker.
Sat around looking for snakes and, you know, watching men crush rocks.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Sacrificing children. And
so I have one other hypothetical question. If you took a society of, like, people and you took out all their sexual desire, what would the people be like?
Panda bears.
Like, would you have vanity anymore? Would it matter what you look like?
No.
Right? Nobody would care about looks anymore.
You don't think anyone would care about looks?
No, because why do we care?
What would be the purpose of that?
If I'm just following your line of reasoning, you're saying the only reason people care to look good is because there's some desire between them and someone else.
Yes.
Okay, you don't think there are people who care to look good because it makes them feel good about themselves?
Why do they feel good about themselves? Because they think they look good for their whoever they...
Just because they look good. People get up in the morning, they get all ready, they get dressed in nice clothes, they get all, like, comb their hair and whatever, and then walk out the door because they look nice, or they feel good because they look nice. There are definitely people that are like that. You're saying the only reason they feel good because they look nice is because other people of the opposite sex see them, and that's what makes them feel good.
I think there is an innate desire, an evolutionary desire to be wanted by another person or whatever.
Interesting.
And it is maybe even subconscious to that, where you have that desire.
Actually, no, I think they have done studies in that humans are getting prettier through the generations, because
man,
that is a natural attraction.
We're getting fucked on that there, Chris. I don't know what happened on that front. Got the short end of the stick,
so it's okay. No, I have heard that though. That we're getting taller. We're getting more endowed. If you know what I mean.
Not really. Can you elaborate, please?
Yeah. Some people are.
Noses are bigger.
Does anybody else think that, though? Like, am I the only one who thinks that?
I've honestly lost track of what the...
Okay, cool. Let's move on and play a game.
I did have one more article. In the future, what shape bed are you going to have? Because have you noticed that in many of the future movies we watch, they are circular?
Yeah. What is the point of that? I feel like I couldn't like right lay straight without something hanging off.
Especially like he was laying in the circular bed by himself and he was almost falling off of it.
I'm pretty sure if I had a bed by myself, I'd be down for a circular bed, but
yeah, because you could rotate anyway and be on
I could just sleep however I wanted. I would be so free.
I think a triangle.
I
as opposed to now where you're just
restricting yourself.
I'm so
stuck. Freedom.
So constrained by so the trapped. Right side of the bed. It's either I fall off the bed or I run into a person. God damn it. I need this.
You have, the freedom you have would be crushing because you wouldn't know how to sleep. You were like, I don't know which, how do I, you wouldn't be able to get into your routine and settle into your circadian rhythm because you would have
don't
no
you, hey. Point you told me we were never going to talk about my circadian rhythm on the air.
I'm sorry. I brought it up. I don't know. I feel like beds haven't...
Todd, you should be proud of your rhythm.
I don't think we reached the final form currently of
no,
beds.
No,
think
we have... There's a ways to go. I agree. We agree on this, Chris. There's a ways to go.
You know what the best way to sleep would be? Is if they can somehow make it so that you levitate off the bed, either with magnets, probably magnets. You put on a thing and you levitate so there's no...
what, like
the belly button.
Yeah, I was gonna
the
say,
belly button magnet.
We gotta have aliens that are going to.
Yeah, but that would be good for your back,
no,
right?
Do the,
you wouldn't
there
have
wouldn't
any
be any pressure points.
Do the
yeah,
belly button
good.
Magnet.
Yeah.
You gotta jam the
belly
button.
Magnet,
yeah,
Todd.
And then maybe up your bee hole, and then like you got one.
What if you
got,
start to?
But then aren't you just
side.
Gonna be pulled up by your stomach? So then your head's gonna be hanging back.
Yeah, your head would hang back. I don't know, but you see what I'm saying? That like. That like suspended kind of thing, I think might be good for your body, and because it would be no pressure in your body, except for your little dangleberries might be hanging down. But I don't know. We'll figure that out.
I mean, you could
just
wear.
And we'll do it.
Just put magnets on those too.
Magnet everything.
Yep.
Dude, that's a great idea.
Wait,
and you can have
magnet shoes, and then you put lines.
Dude.
The people step on it, like shoots them across the place.
Dude, we could just do magnetic.
Nothing could go wrong.
We could just do magnetic body paint before you sleep every night, and then hop on your magnetic.
Well,
bed.
That sounds carcinogenic
yeah, really
for sure.
Feel like this, Todd, we need to start. Todd, we need to start a company.
So many million-dollar ideas. Oh my gosh,
this is an untapped market right now. Magnets everywhere. Anyways, let's move on and play a game.
Game time, baby.
Your theories are the worst kind of problems, right? Your methods are sloppy and your conclusions are highly implicit.
Shall we play?
All right, so since this was centered around women being the head of society, this is a game about women in history. So let's go, Todd.
I always gotta go first.
Okay, let's go Chris, Aaron, Scott. Todd.
I always gotta go last.
In what year did the first woman run in the Boston Marathon?
What year did the first woman run in the Boston Marathon? I feel like, when did people start running? Like, you didn't run in the 1800s if you didn't have to. Right? Like, people run now because they're fat. In the 1800s, you were thin because you didn't have any food and you did a lot of work.
But you had to run to, like, go to the town or something because you didn't have a car to...
Yeah, but that's not, like, for a marathon. Like, people do it for fun, right? Waiting on you, Aaron.
Just pick a four-digit
year. No, you're first, Chris.
Oh, I'm first?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
1890.
And he says 1800 anyway.
1927.
1972.
I'm going to say 62.
Todd gets that one. It was 1967. Nice. Catherine Switzer was the first woman to run, but it wasn't until another 5 years that they were officially allowed to run. So she ran in it. She had a bib number and everything, but she like snuck into it. The organizer, actually, there's a picture of him trying to grab her and pull her out of the race while the race was happening. And then in 1972, they were allowed to run all the time.
Okay. Oh, so I was right in some
way. Yeah. Number two, a bill passed in British Parliament in 1770 stated that any woman wearing what could be charged with witchcraft. Was it A, a short hairstyle, B, pants, or C, makeup?
Pants.
1770? 1770. I would say pants as well.
Makeup.
Makeup?
I'm going to say a short hairstyle.
You just want me to be charged as a witch.
Build a bridge out of her.
It was makeup. If they had makeup on, they were a witch.
Makeup?
Yeah.
Written in the 1770s.
What about mine?
And then we go to the Victorian era where everybody's got short hair and wigs and tons of makeup.
Well, the men could wear as much makeup as they wanted, but as soon as a woman wore makeup, then it was an issue.
Witchcraft. Mm-hmm.
It's probably a witch.
Wouldn't the men want the women to wear it? I'm so confused. Okay.
Number three. I'm going to try this name as best I can. Lyudmila Pavlichenko is the most successful female sniper in history. How many confirmed kills did she have in World War II?
Oh, man.
63.
411.
Boy. 56.
If
we go Price is Right rules, Todd gets that one. 309.
Oh, she was nicknamed
Lady Death by the Germans. Number four, Irina Sendler is credited with saving how many Jewish children by getting them out of Poland using falsified documents?
2,500.
62.
Chris got that one exactly. 2,500 children. Number five, singer Josephine Baker was known for all of these things except what? A, being the first female African-American to star in a movie. B, being the first woman to write her own number one song. Or C, delivering secret messages during World War II.
B, movie.
C.
A.
What was the song one?
B.
Yeah, I'm going to say B.
She was not known for writing her own song. Not that she didn't, but that wasn't the big one. But she, in World War II, she would write secret messages on her sheet music in, like, invisible ink, or she would stick the messages in her dress. But because she was a star, she could get where she wanted to go.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Brave people, man.
The two highest recorded IQ scores in the world belong to women. Marilyn Vos Savant, where Savant comes from, has an IQ of what?
I used to read her column in Parade magazine like every weekend.
Ask Marilyn.
220. I don't know how high it goes.
Yeah. 205.
190.
I thought it was like 182.
It's freaking high.
Todd gets that. It is 186.
Oh, damn nice. It.
How high does it go? 190?
Well, she's the highest.
As high as you want it to.
So.
It's a quotient. So yeah. I think it,
an IQ of 100 means you have average intelligence.
Okay. Well, I'm at like a 42. So
what's the bar for getting in Mensa? Is it
140?
140.
140 something.
How do you know what your IQ is?
You take a test.
Take an a test.
IQ test. You don't remember
where
taking
do you do
this
that
as a
at?
Kid?
Can I do that on Facebook?
Most certainly.
I got an IQ of 300.
Where do you take an IQ test?
Mensa
at the IQ test store.
Or am I too old to take that now?
Well, we did like the test.
That depends. Are you 35 yet?
That stuff. Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna live stream my IQ test.
No, it's that old, Todd.
Last one.
It took him in like what, sixth grade or something like that? What did we do that for the gifted stuff?
Fifth grade?
Was it fifth grade? Yeah.
Fifth or sixth, yeah.
Chris is like, they just didn't test Chris.
It looks like a lot of work. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty intensive. It's not just like 10 questions.
You're just
going to
be
done.
Really disappointed with how dumb you are. You better not take one.
You guys are mean. I'm stupid, and you guys are just being mean to a stupid person.
We'll see if you're a savant.
You put the idiot in. Oh, well, man.
All right, last one. In 1898, Nellie Bly made it around the world in how many days?
I've read that book, 180 days.
When I see Nellie, I just think of that rapper guy.
Going down, down, baby.
Oh, street in a Range Rover.
Street sweeper, baby.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to stop singing this song.
Enough.
Jiggy, hell, what? Light it up. I don't know anything.
You don't? That's weird.
127.
10.
10.
36.
Todd gets that one. It was 72 days. She read around the world in 80 days and decided to beat it.
Try and beat it?
Yeah.
It's
And it's 1898, I mean, there weren't airplanes or anything. So to make it the entire way around in 72 is pretty crazy.
That's fast.
That's a 72.
She was also known for going undercover as a patient in an asylum. She spent 10 days in there before the paper that she worked for got her out. But she went in to expose how awful the conditions were.
Ugh.
Yeah. So.
Jeez.
She was a pretty cool lady.
It's, yeah. I'm going down, down, baby, your street in a Range Rover.
Street sweeper, was, baby, cocked, ready to let it go.
Yep. And then what?
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff.
Nope.
Pass it to me now. Nope. Light it up and shimmy. Take a what?
Nope. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, what? Listen to it pound.
Oh.
Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to me now.
I had
modern
that.
Modern day Renaissance man.
I had that CD.
Of course.
I probably still do. It's probably upstairs.
Nice. Let's put those jams on, son. Let's get some Nelly popping. All right. Thank you, Rebecca.
Yeah. Todd, you are a winner. Good thing you went last.
You are listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. Do you have a recommendation? A question? Do you want to talk about bad movies? Then join us over at our subreddit. Just search for Bad Movie Night on Reddit and join our community. Now, back to the show.
All right. Aaron, would you recommend Sumeru?
Probably not, unless you're really into something like this kind of movie. So, like we had mentioned, sci-fi TV show type of thing. Like, again, I didn't hate it. I was entertained by it, but it's not something I would seek out to watch or recommend for people to go watch. We've seen much worse films, but this one's not going to stick with me very much.
Todd?
I tell you what, if this movie counts as sword and sorcery, which I don't really know if it does, it's definitely an adventure fantasy style movie, and it's on Amazon Prime. I'm going to recommend it. I would say go watch it. It's not the best thing ever, but it's a pretty good bad movie.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
Scott?
Tell you what? Yeah. I'm kind of in between Aaron and Todd here. I would seek it out and try watching it, but don't bother finishing it if you don't like it.
Okay, so Spiv's recommendation is find the movie, spend time finding the movie, but then don't finish watching it. Okay, interesting. Rebecca?
I think Chris is smarter than he lets on.
And I'm the stupid one here.
I think if you are a person that grew up in the early 2000s, you might enjoy watching it. Maybe just have something else to do while you're watching it, so you're not quite so focused on it. I don't know.
I mean, you could argue you could do something else while watching and being focused on it.
You could.
If you know what I'm saying.
I think I know what Chris is doing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this movie, like I said, it feels like Andromeda starring Kevin Sorbo or something stupid like that. So if you were like a big fan of Andromeda starring Kevin Sorbo and you're like, I really want to watch this shitty ass movie, then go ahead and check it out. It's definitely not the worst thing we watched because it wasn't like incredibly boring or anything like that, but it, I'm totally going to forget this. Like, I'm never going to remember this by the end of the year. It's not
it's like
no.
It's like offensively inoffensive.
Yes.
Like, it's just...
Yes. I was offended by how inoffensive it was. I think we made that joke before, but yeah. So that's going to do it for Sumeru. Let's go through the emails and questions we got. First up says Mike D. From last week, we talked about...
Shadow Zone. Or
get in the zone.
That movie was so awesome. Shadow Zone.
Yeah. Mike D. says, for once, I watched a movie before your review. I liked the movie. Just wish the deaths weren't off screen. And that was the only downfall. Oh, and a side note, The Color Out of Space has five movies total. Die Monster Die from 1965, The Curse, Color from the Dark from 2008, and Color Out of Space 2010. Then
Color
the
from the Dark? Never saw that.
Yeah, so let's check it out. Paul Lilienthal says, sorry. The sea turtle thing put me in a bad mood. I'm sick of normal people being
you heard
villainized
it first.
By
Paul
pseudo-activists.
Hates sea turtles.
Hates
Paul
sea turtles.
Hates T-turtles. T-turtles. Sea turtles. Ray D4 says, hey, I actually liked The Shadow Zones. Which I think he's talking about the movie last week, but he said The Shadow Zones. So I don't know. Maybe it's something different.
Yeah.
Sa Sui says, alternate titles. Hallways to The Shadow Zone. That's pretty good. And that's it.
Hallways to the shadow zone.
Rand Mick 113 says, alternate title, the boob tube frequency. And 31F this entire movie. That was good. And then Sir Stretchalot 84 says, alternate title, shadow bone.
Sir Stretchalot
Sir
is all
Stretchalot.
About that.
What is what does that mean? Sir Stretchalot? Maybe he's just into calisthenics, right, Todd? He's a fucking
what?
He
didn't touch his toes.
Why right? Why am I right about that? I don't understand.
Well, we talked about calisthenics last week.
Oh, okay.
Ron Hubbard and his stuff. cast listener question. Favorite sports movie? Something something clever topical Super Bowl clip. What are your favorite sports bowl movies?
Sports ball movies.
Basketball.
Sports ball movies?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Oh, dodgeball is a good one.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I've never seen any of these movies.
Goon is a good one.
I'm thinking like, I don't know if it has to be a sports bowl ball, but he said sports movie. Mr. Ripshit Up says The Running Man, which obviously that's probably the best. But I thought about...
Is that a sport, though?
It's
a game show.
Oh, now game shows aren't sports? You're telling me that fucking one with, what's that guy's name? That terrible guy? Wheel of Fortune?
Look,
he's not fucking,
Pat
that's not
Sajak?
A sport.
If we
they
call...
that at the Olympics.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm definitely telling you Wheel of Fortune is not a sport. What the fuck are we talking about right now?
If curling can be a sport, Running Man can be a sport. If soccer can be a sport...
Oh, how dare you? You're just trying to get Todd all worked up now.
Badminton.
So you're saying Magic the Gathering is a sport.
Magic the Gathering is definitely a sport.
I was thinking, do you ever see Starship Troopers at the beginning of that movie? Rico plays like futuristic football where they do flips and shit. That was pretty cool. I might actually watch that.
Rico, we need a new quarterback.
Yeah. That and Mortal Challenge, which... It's pretty much a sport, right? It's called Mortal Challenge. Yeah.
Trying to think.
Best theme song of 2019. That's all the questions. If you had a question, comment, or a factoid, hit us up on info@bad-movie-night.com or on our YouTube or our subreddit. Just search for Bad Movie Night, and we will include it in next week's show. That's going to do it for Sumeru. Next week, next week we're going to check out a little Gary Daniels movie based on the famous manga of the same name called Fist of the North Star. So let's go check out that trailer.
Fist of the North Star.
Kenshiro!
This movie looks too good. This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Best movie of 2020.
Easily.
Holy shit.
Calling it now.
Holy shit.
I'll mark it on your ballots.
Yep.
It's probably fucking terrible, but it does look really fun.
Looks awesome, though.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I've wanted to see this for a while. I think I mentioned it many times. I'm super happy we're going to watch The Fist of the North Star.
Is this on anywhere?
It is on. The full movie's on YouTube. I'm a pretty big fan of the North Star. I don't even know what the North Star is, honestly. I have a 42 IQ. What do you expect from me? Polaris? Watch the Polaris. The end doesn't scare us. Fist of the North Star, 1995. Features one Malcolm McDowell and Gary Daniels, which is always a good time. So check that out. Looks like it's a sci-fi-ish movie, too, because it's in the future or something.
Sci-fi kung fu.
Yeah, innocence cannot be saved, so no one's innocent anymore, Spiv. How do you feel about that?
I already knew that.
Yeah, you bet you did. All right, cool. So join us here next week, guys, when we watch Fist of the North Star. If you like what you heard, go to iTunes and leave us a review. That helps out the show. Also, make sure you go onto them YouTubes and subscribe to us there and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Bad Movie Night. And if you want to get exclusive access to the exclusive pre-show,
exclusively
go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow. And for $2, what's
$2?
$2. You can't even buy a Snickers bar for $2 anymore.
You can buy Butterfingers.
that's because they're crap candy.
Fuck Butterfingers.
They'll give you $2 and the Butterfingers.
If you want the equivalent to crap candy, then sign up for patreon.com/badmovienightshow and get our crap candy, and you get access to the weekly pre-show and occasionally other crap we put on there.
At least they won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I might do a live stream IQ test on Patreon. I'm definitely not going to do that because that would just be so embarrassing.
Chris, your final score is 26.
I'm gonna film it. I'm gonna film it, and then I'm gonna doctor it.
Chris, I'll get on and live stream an IQ test with you. We can both take the same one.
No, you just want to be like, look how much smarter I am than you, Chris. I'm so much smarter than you.
I'll take one in a different language. You can take one in English.
Okay, but after you beat me in that, then we have to do another comparison test where I get to do something and beat you.
Okay, that's fair.
With clothes on?
Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode.
Run away, Todd.
Next week, guys. Goodbye.
Come on down, get yourself a nice Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. You were on your own. If you have any questions or recommendations, send us an email at info@badmovienightpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. It must be crazy. Man, I've seen some bad films. Man, I've seen some bad films. When I say bad, I didn't watch them all the way through. If I had, I'd be crazy by now.